The Kappa Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Good morning. Welcome in to the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going every morning with us. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap, it starts tonight. The Bulls against the Miami Heat. I know that on the TV side, you'll be jacked up and ready to get the preview started. You and Waddle, as a matter of fact, because I was not here. It was a schedule change, but you and Waddle got a chance to talk to Billy Donovan. And based on your conversation with Billy, TV, and also here, anything you can glean from how he sees the season?
It sounds to me like Billy feels like if they're healthy, they're going to be really tough to beat. They're going to be a very competitive team.
Tough out.
Mm-hmm. Tough out and winning games are two different things in my world. Boy, that was a hell of a tough game. Chicago battled us, but we beat them. Or, boy, that Chicago's a beast, and we can't beat them. Two different concepts.
That is correct. And which side do you think the Bulls are on? Do you think tough out, tough to beat, or tough as nails, you're going to win a lot of tough games?
Tough out, tough to beat right now. They got to prove to me they're the other team. Mm-hmm. Like the Lakers are a bad team, I think.
Yes, they are.
But they battled last night. LeBron and Street Clothes Davis.
Yes.
But in the end, they lost 123-109.
It's just not that close, though. I watched the game. It was just, you know, I'd rather be the Bulls than the Lakers.
Did you see what they shot? They were 10 of 45 outside the painted area.
Mm-hmm.
10 of 45.
Yeah.
And they were horrific from three.
I'd rather be the Bulls than the Lakers.
Yes.
And you have an all-time great on the Lakers. This guy here is on the precipice of eclipsing Kareem for most points in the league. Think about that.
Again, Michael, for me, is on a different level because he was just a killer. But what LeBron is doing in his 20th season is literally insane.
Mm-hmm.
20 years.
And wants to go another two or three so he can play with his son.
Yeah. Have you seen that new commercial they're running where he and Bronny are dunking in their backyard?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's nice to have a backyard that looks like a Vegas resort. Holy bleep. Amazing. So, 312-332-3776.
So, some thoughts here from Stacey King, who was on with us yesterday. You can catch the entire interview on the ESPN Chicago app. Just click Cap J Hood. Boom, you're right in there. So, a couple of things he talks about. Stacey says he agrees that Zach LaVine should catch and shoot more.
I agree with you. I've always said that about Zach. I think, you know, kind of like a more athletic Klay Thompson. You know, you run him off catch and shoots because he's a great catch and shooter. And then the ability, the difference between him and Klay is that if you close out on him, he has the ability to go by you, get to the rim, and finish strong. So I like that element of Zach because he is one of the better catch-and-shoot guys in the game. You don't really get a chance, Cap, to see that much of that type of play from him. But I think you hit the nail on the head with him. I think if he was to play that way and they get him on the move a little bit more, you get to see another side of his game that I don't think people are used to seeing.
Well, I mean, that's something, Cap, where if I want to see LaVine off the ball, as you mentioned, catch and shoot opportunities, and for him to score. Here's the thing, though, as I was telling you during the break, we know that Zach LaVine can score, but do you see Zach LaVine as a killer in the fourth quarter where he must have the ball to help the Bulls get through a deficit? Is he that guy?
Yes. I think he can be that guy because he can beat you with the jump shot. He can beat you off the dribble. He is a beast.
So he's not that guy now, but you say he can be.
I think he is that guy.
You think he is that guy now?
If he's healthy.
Okay.
If the game's on the line, I put the ball in his hands, I think he can make a play. I do.
All I'm telling you is that when it comes to this league, it's about LeBron, or it's about Steph Curry, or it's about Zion for the Pelicans, or you know, Jimmy Butler for the Heat, or Giannis for Milwaukee. Someone has to carry these teams, you know, over the threshold. Someone in the fourth quarter has to be able to take over. And the hope is that, I think that's the only thing that's missing from Zach LaVine's game for me. No, he could score. More than likely, he'll be an all-star. But then in the fourth quarter on a regular basis, can he be that guy? It's him and DeRozan. Vucevic is a piece to the team, not necessarily a closer. That's the thing I want to see. That's the difference between winning a lot of tough games and not, Cap. Someone closing these games.
I think they have guys that can close. My big problem is if you're going up against a Milwaukee team and they get a second chance opportunity. They batted it back out. Giannis kicks it to Grayson out. Bang, from three.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody get a hand up on him.
Right.
Oh, they swung it to the other side. Connaughton for three. Bang. We don't have that type of firepower from the three. That's what concerns.
Now, you and I knew that when the season ended. As a matter of fact, toward the end of the regular season into the playoffs, we looked at the roster and said two things. Team's a little small, and who's going to be able to get that firepower from the outside? I don't expect that from Alex Caruso. I expect him to hit some really tough shots. I expect him to be strong defensively. But as far as someone that is key to hitting big shots, that's not him. Kobe White, to my surprise, is still on this roster. I guess they couldn't find someone to upgrade Kobe White. I think they've also found out he's not a lead guard. He's just a combo guard that gets hot and gets cold.
Correct.
Is that what you want on the roster?
If you remember back, I argued with
everybody.
Jordan Cornette especially.
Yeah.
Well, I love Kobe White. I did not like the draft pick the day they made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what he does that's elite to be picked seven. Like Wendell Carter at seven, okay, he's young. He's 18, 19 years old. He can rebound. He's got a physical presence to him. He could develop. Kobe White was never a point guard and was never a knockdown, oh my God, shooter. So what does he do?
He just shoots the basketball. He's hot or cold.
He'll have a day where you go, yeah. Kobe White was amazing. He had seven threes. And then the next day, he's 1 for 9 from three and just does nothing for. I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Sure, he's a wonderful guy. Has nothing to do with it. He's just not my type of player.
So the only upgrades that the Bulls did was Dragic and Drummond. Dragic, a veteran guard, and knows he's in the twilight of his career.
Correct.
And he's going to help because he's a veteran presence. I get it out there. And then Drummond is a guy that, you know, again, solid, but. Cap, is that really...
He's better than Tristan Thompson inside, who we had.
I would say so. I would say so, but what does that really say? Right? I mean, you got to... To me, that's the whole difference there, is to have someone to have some resistance defensively. Is you got a shot rearranger on this roster? I don't think you do.
Now, I was at Media Day. Dragic was saying one of the huge influences on getting him to come to Chicago over going to... There was a handful of teams, including the Heat, was Vucevic. They have a relationship. And Vooch talked to him, come here. You're going to get a lot of run. They'll manage your minutes when Lonzo's healthy. This is a good place to play. You'll love it in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So he signed. DeMar DeRozan has now said, one of the big things that influenced me to go to Chicago, Nikola Vucevic. They have a relationship. They both went to USC.
Mm-hmm.
Had Vooch never been traded here, there's a great chance we do not have DeMar DeRozan.
Says a lot, doesn't it?
So, you know, and I get Sylvie's points. But you can't just take Vooch off the roster and leave everything else in place. He had a lot of influence getting those guys to buy in here.
So I can go as far as to say, if DeRozan's not here, the Bulls are not a playoff team. If Vucevic is not here, the Bulls are not a playoff team. Is that fair?
Well, who'd they replace him with?
Well, like if Wendell Carter is still here to develop... And like some of the other players that they traded. Remember, they had this wholesale trade at the deadline. And rightfully so. All these guys that were promised playing time. All right, you can go. Gafford, all these guys.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
If you still had Gafford, Bobby Portis, or Otto Porter, because he was in that deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a playoff team. So they've been able to take it from ne'er-do-wells with Gar and Pax
yeah.
to, hey, Bulls have some talent on the roster. I just don't think they've improved to get into the upper echelon at this point.
Well, you know what? Then it's time for you and I and also Bulls Nation to hold Karnašovas and Eversley accountable. This season, and we're going to do it right now, what's the number now? 41.5?
41.5 is their wins.
You say it's right on the number, Cap.
See,
right?
It went down when Lonzo got announced that he's out.
Yeah.
Went down to 39.5. A ton of money came in at 39.5, pushed it back up to 41.5.
Mm-hmm. So you like it right at the number.
I mean, if you told me they finished 40-42 and Lonzo didn't get back till February, that wouldn't surprise me. If you told me Lonzo actually got back first week of January, he looks good, Zach's knee is good, and they have good health, and Vooch is playing, you know, the way we expect, and Io's taking a step. Would you be shocked if they went 47 wins? I wouldn't.
That'd be around.
I'm just not putting my money on it.
That's where they were last year, 46 wins.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Shay, what do you say? Because we're going to give our official prediction here for the season.
I kind of agree with Cap. I think they nailed it. And the way everything is stacking up right now, I mean, LaVine being questionable game one is eye-popping to me. Lonzo being out. We don't know how long, if he's out long term. I kind of feel like this is a 41-41 win team right there, just 41-41. They probably make the playoffs at that record, but that's kind of where I see them landing. Just everything has to go really right for them to win 46-47 games, I think.
It does make a difference, because I'm going to ask here, guys, is it playoffs or play-in? Because I can tell you right now, for sure, Miami, Boston, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Brooklyn are better teams than the Bulls, roster-wise.
Miami.
Boston, Milwaukee, Brooklyn. Did I say Philly?
Nope.
Philly.
I'd say Cleveland, too.
I don't know about Cleveland. They got to prove it. Toronto. Toronto's better than the Bulls. Toronto's a really good team, man. Really good.
Well, as far as their win total, do you have it in front of you, Shay? The win total, I have the over in the Toronto win total. They'll be a better team this year, for sure. But you think the Toronto's better than the Bulls? That's what you're saying? Siakam, okay.
That's a really good team. Prove to me you're better. Maybe we are. Mm-hmm. I hope so. I'm excited to watch the game tonight.
Toronto's 45.5. Cleveland is 47.5.
I'm doing a watch the game with me thing on my YouTube tonight.
Yeah.
And I want to see, it'll be all these people that'll be on the stream with me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see what they think of the Bulls. I know how fans like to think, but as we watch that game unfold, I'm curious what the fan base in the moment, real time, and I'll tell you tomorrow what the majority says, what they're saying.
So
why do we have a guy in front of our studio doing push-ups out on the street?
It's every morning. He works out with us every morning. White jacket, right into the ground. He has no idea what's going on. No clue that it's even daytime. So my official prediction, guys, is that I have the Bulls at 43 wins in the playoff mix. If that means play-in, then that means play-in. Shay, so get me down for that. That's what I think that because Lonzo's not starting right away, and, you know, it's funny. If DeRozan doesn't play or if Zach doesn't play, the Bulls are definitely less than because they're missing 20-plus points. Like, no one can pick up that slack on this roster. No, seriously, like, after Vooch and, like, who else is going to pick up the slack? If LaVine doesn't play, who's going to replace those 30 points? Who's going to do that?
I don't know.
Kobe White on a hot streak?
Okay, that's a one-off.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
What also is a concern is all these guys don't play, you're going to have a lot of rotation guys getting minutes that can't guard anyone.
So let's talk about this. Shay, let's open the phone lines. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Why aren't Karnašovas and Eversley viewed like guard packs as far as their lack of movement in the offseason? How do you view this team? We have them in the playoffs. How do you see the Bulls? 46 wins last year. This year? Want to get your thoughts next on Cap and J-Hood. And the ESPN Chicago app. With you until 10 o'clock, it'll be Mike Greenberg with the Mike Greenberg Show right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. Don't forget, my friend David Kaplan has a watch-along on his YouTube. Go to youtube.com, look for David Kaplan. You'll see a lot of recaps, but Cap will be there watching the game with you on YouTube.
live. Got a little link. You just click on it. It's all free. Bam! And we can all interact about the Bulls tonight.
I'll be there.
Look forward to it.
I'll be there, too.
My guy.
Don't forget me. If you see my name, I'm not just some schmo.
There you go. That's Hoodie. by the way.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin.
Sign my ball.
Adam Abdallah and I, a great dude. He and Black and I.
All right, let's not do that. That's a bad start. Let's start over.
But we differ on a lot of different opinions.
Okay.
The fact that he spent oxygen on this radio station talking about how October weather is the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Was freaking 17 in St. Charles this morning with the wind chill.
That's correct.
17.
That's correct.
Stop telling me how great October weather is. It's hospice. You know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And there ain't nothing any of us can do about it.
So what was your debate, October, or what is the other month? July?
August.
August.
August is way better. It's warm. Wear shorts to work. I got out in my car this morning and my teeth were chattering. It's awful weather.
Soda, say it with me now.
State of the art. Sodaweightloss.com.
I think that's one of the reasons why your teeth were chattering.
Your natural insulation, it's all gone.
Dude, this weather blows.
No, I agree. This is colder than standard October. It was one of the coldest days since April the other day, and that shouldn't be happening in October. When I think October, I think 55.
That sucks, too.
You're outside. It's nice. It's a nice chill. I'd much rather have 55 than 90.
It's going to be 70 in the middle of the weekend.
Now you see,
beginning of the next week.
Now, see, JC, that's how I approach it. Was it chilly this morning? Yes. But I look forward to the weekend where it'll be warmer. Like, I can't do anything about the weather today.
Look at these people. They're all wearing winter hats.
Okay, but the weekend's going to be in the 70s.
Wear your shorts on the weekend, Cap.
That's like a person about to expire who rallies for a day.
Nothing wrong with rallies. Got good burgers there. I'm just telling you that it's okay, Cap. Oh, yeah. Is it chilly now? Yeah. But don't you look forward to a nice warm weekend? It's awesome. It's Chicago. You know, any moment the weather will change.
I'm just saying that when it's the dead of summer and it's warm, oh, feels good on your body. This. I just went and chastised Tracy at the break.
Oh, you chastised Tracy. That's good.
I did.
That's good. That's a good guy.
Tracy, you're better than that. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just didn't read the weather. I don't make it.
Yeah.
I'm holding you responsible.
That's real good. That's real good. Cornering her in the office, telling her that she did a bad job in the weather today.
I went into the weather center and told her.
Yeah. I wish security was there to boot your ass out. Get out.
They better pack a lunch and bring a platoon.
To do what? 312-332-3776, our phone. I could push you with a finger. I don't think they'd have any problem with you. Get out of here, channel. Get out of here, NBC.
Not the size of the dog in the fight, my friend. It's the size of the fight in the dog. Let's go. Back to the
fight. Are you asking to fight me or?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering if that was a challenge.
No.
Okay.
312-332-3776. 591-7200.
Where am I?
I almost said Howard Ankins' number.
Exactly. You don't call Howard. Right? Not at least not right now. We're talking about the Bulls.
Correct.
And I think we've got it settled. We had them as a playoff team, but there's layers to this, Cap. If the Bulls are one round and out again, my God, man, you've got to be able to find more than just signing LaVine, more than DeRozan. And by the way, DeRozan's still the oldest player on the team. So what are you going to do about that? That's a big hole when he's gone, whenever that's going to be.
Correct.
And I really like his play because he ain't worried about your threes. That guy's just efficient.
And he is in great shape, man. He puts his body through hell in the offseason to get ready.
All right, let's go to the phone lines to talk to you about the Bulls. What do you think? 312-332-3776. Here are our thoughts, Chase. What do you think?
Hey, what's happening, Hoodie?
What's cracking?
Sup, Chase?
What up, David Emmanuel Kaplan?
How are you, man?
I'm good. I was watching your YouTube, man. You be dressing sharp, man.
I appreciate you. You're the best.
Yeah. So, Hoodie, I got to ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I need your opinion on something.
Yeah.
Do you sort of get White Sox vibes with this same Bulls team a little bit? Is that kind of like, because if you listen to our AK the offseason, then that kind of, if you close your eyes, and that kind of sound like Rick Hahn, like a little bit, you know, kind of run it back, and we want to run with the core. And don't you get the same feeling with the Bulls that you had with the White Sox that they contend on just staying pat, and that like kind of like the White Sox, when teams got better, the White Sox kind of fell off towards the back end of the season 2 years ago, and then look what happened this past season. And I'm kind of worried that the Bulls are sort of trending in that same direction. And think about the two teams got in common. They're owned by the same guy, Reinsdorf. So I just need your opinion on that. Do you have that same vibe, or what's your opinion on that?
Well, and I hang up and listen. All right, Chase, we appreciate the phone call. Well, as a White Sox fan, I'm very disappointed that the White Sox did not do more at the deadline to try to enhance the team. And I see what the parallel that you're making, because when you think about the White Sox standing pat, believing in their core, just waiting for them to get healthy to get to the playoffs, same thing here with this Bulls team. This Bulls team will make the playoffs, but just having an aging guard in Dragic still can play, and having Drummond as a big is just not necessarily everything that you need to fix this team to make it better. Again, there are better teams than the Bulls. If not this year, next year, you got to find more shooting.
You said they'll make the playoffs. Does that mean the play-in is part of that, or they'll be top six?
I expect the Bulls to be in the top eight.
That means play-in, possibly.
Well, play-in is 10 to 11. It's the
or 9 and 10.
Yeah, 8, 9, and 10 and 11, I think.
7. I got
it. 7, 8, 9, 10, either way.
Yeah, so between 7 and 10.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You have to be top 6.
Yeah, so 7 to 10.
So they rank, the Bulls, by the way, rank 9th in the East by win total at 41.5.
So are you telling me that they will not be in 7, 8, 9, 10, that they'll be top 6 locked into the playoffs?
Nah, Cap, like, okay.
Because last year they were 6.
And that's because they played so well early to keep them in there. The second half was lousy, especially against upper echelon teams in the East and West. We gave that stat out. So Boston, Miami, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Brooklyn, that's 5. Mm-hmm. You believe Toronto will be better, that's 6. That gets the Bulls out of the mix. That means they're going to be with Atlanta, the Cavs. And if you listen to Nick Friedel, he thinks the Knicks will be in that 10th spot, or at least be in the mix in the 10th spot. I don't think Charlotte will be in the playoffs this year. That's a mess. Charlotte will be in the lottery for sure.
Come on, Michael. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, that's a longer conversation, right? That's a longer conversation. The greatest killer on the basketball court that we've ever seen. It's all about winning. He's had a generation of ball players, several generations of ball players that want to be just like Mike. From a marketing standpoint, from a basketball standpoint, from a championship standpoint, they all want to be Mike, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mike owns a team. Michael, I mean, you were the man on the floor. You mean to tell me that you can't lure free agents to come to Charlotte? You can't find better than what you've done? Do you even care? Oh, what's going on? Like, you fire Steve Clifford, and then you bring Clifford back? I mean, you've had Mitch Kupchak, who was around the organization for the Lakers for a long time. Championship level. I mean, he is the greatest basketball player I've ever seen, but one of the worst owners I've ever seen at the same time.
In terms of building a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
Come on, man. You're Michael Jordan. Your gravitas. Cap, if you're Michael Jordan, aren't you building a championship team? Aren't you doing what the Golden State does?
You would think.
It's Michael Jordan, for God's sakes.
By the way, my friends at Prediction Machine,
does that make sense, or?
They have them 18th in the power ranking, the Charlotte Hornets. 16. They have the Chicago Bulls, 13th best team in the NBA, based on their analytics playing out the season. 13. Higher than I would have thought. Who do you think they have number one?
The best team is in Milwaukee?
Power rankings.
Oh, that's okay. It's analytics.
Yeah.
Boston.
They have Phoenix up there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. So. They'll be at home with us in the semifinals.
Probably.
I'm just saying. Like, everything is predicated on Chris Paul's health. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. I wish he was 10 years younger. Then maybe the Suns would have won the championship by now. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. There he is, Eddie from the North Side on ESPN 1000.
Eddie!
Hey, boys, how you doing? So it's the end of the super teams. So we got to go back to Gar and Tax's way, is draft our players, keep them, and let them play. Like Wendell Carter, the reason he has success is because he's out there every night playing. And that's it. It's over when teams like Giannis and Milwaukee draft in, he stayed with this team, bam. Championship. The Golden State, Curry, Thompson, and Green, the three guys, just like Jordan, Pippen, and Grant, stuck around championships. This nonsense of this super team is coming to an end, and so LeBron will go bye-bye, the guy who started the whole thing, and then maybe we can get on the right track again, because we are not going anywhere this year. The Bulls aren't going to win any championship, and this whole team will be gone in 2 to 3 years, and we'll be back to the Gar and Pax way of building the Chicago Bulls to be a championship team.
Carter Chauvin's going to allow that to happen, I hope.
I don't see it. Mm-hmm. He got his opportunity to run a team. He was the number two in Denver. I will be very surprised.
But here's
he's aggressive by nature.
Here's where Eddie's right, and you can hold on to this. Eddie's right. We're done with super teams. This is over. There is no more super teams in the NBA. There was a phase. It was a thing. But you come to find out, you stockpile talent, and sometimes it works. A lot of times it does not. Ask the Lakers. The super teams work right now.
Yeah, how that's working out.
Westbrook, he got all the old relics on the team. Look at him.
He got street clothes. Westbrook looks horrible again.
See?
He was terrible last night.
Right, they had Rondo at last year. I mean, they stockpiled all this talent because LeBron wanted it. Here's a lesson. Don't let the players run your roster.
You remember when Michael wanted Walter Davis and Jerry Krause flew out and scouted him, and he came back and said, he can't play anymore. And Michael was furious.
What do you mean he can't play?
Walter Davis couldn't play anymore, and Jerry went and made another move. Of course, it alienated Michael, and everyone took Michael's like, what do you mean, Jerry? Why aren't you taking him? Well, guess what? He was right.
Have you ever been banned from a restaurant? We will talk about that coming up next. You're listening to Cap and Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
And Jay Hood, morning 7 to 10 here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. There's the theme to the Late Late Show, James Corden, Cap. When you and I are long asleep, there's James Corden that comes on at 11:30.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Of him. Okay, and that's because?
He rubs me the wrong way.
How so?
It just doesn't entertain me. He seems surly. And then when you...
He seems surly.
Yeah, he just seems like a jag. He's on the John Hamm category for me. Just not my cup of tea. And then you brought a story to the meeting, and I'm like, not a shock.
Let me ask you a question, Shay. Do you find James Corden surly?
I don't like him either, but I don't know if I'd use surly.
Like, I just seen him just jump around on his show. I know I'm familiar with the show. I've seen it, but I didn't know anything more about him than what we just saw. Now, what's this latest story on James Corden?
He was banned from a New York City restaurant, the Balthazar, because he was incredibly nasty on multiple accounts. The restaurant owner called James Corden a, quote, cretin of a man for what he claims was abhorrent behavior at his establishment.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not shocked, because that's what I'm talking about. He just strikes me as a jag.
I just never... I mean, I've seen the show, and I've... What's he doing? Like Weight Watchers or something? I've seen him in commercials.
I don't know.
And that's about it. I didn't know much about him except the show. I've seen him. So, okay. So, he was a cretin of an individual. Now, I wonder, is there any further details about the restaurant? What was happening there with him?
So the manager, he has two manager's reports on this Instagram post that he put up. Manager's report number one. In June, James Corden was here on table 61. After eating his main course, Corden showed a hair to Balthazar manager G, who was very apologetic. Corden was extremely nasty and said, get us another round of drinks this second. Also, take care of all our drinks so far. This way, I write any nasty reviews or in Yelp or anything like that. Manager's report number two, James Corden was at Balthazar with his wife on October 9th for brunch. Mm-hmm. He asked for a table outside. The maitre d' took the party to a table, and Mr. Corden's wife ordered an egg yolk omelet with Gruyere cheese and salad. A few minutes later, they received the food. James called their server and told her there was a little bit of egg white mixed with the egg yolk. So the manager was informed. The kitchen remade the dish, but unfortunately sent it with home fries instead of salad. James Corden began yelling like crazy to the server. You can't do your job. You can't do your job. Maybe I should go into the kitchen and cook the omelet myself.
Oh, man.
All right, so wait a minute. That's never heard, like, Danny's big on eating eggs, the yolk, the whole deal.
Yes, he says not just the egg whites, everything, because it's a waste if you do.
Correct. Yeah. So I eat some yolks. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's a lot of good nutrients in there. I don't eat a lot of eggs, but when I do, I'll eat some yolks. Mm-hmm. That, there was a little bit of egg white in there. Did they now make omelets with only the yolk? Is that what
you ordered an egg yolk omelet, and there was a little bit of egg white mixed in.
Well, but...
What? But big deal.
But I've never heard of just an egg yolk omelet. I've heard, give me whole eggs instead of just the egg white.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Egg yolk only? I've never heard of that.
Point is, though, is that he's yelling at that guy. Yelling at, and that's ridiculous.
Right.
I mean,
like, how do you separate the white from the yolk? Get Danny on the phone.
Well, I just think that that's just a bad job. And so if you've worked in a restaurant, have you had that type of treatment? I'm sure that you've had. Now, you worked in the industry, did you not?
I did. I managed Big Herm's hot dog stand in Skokie for several years while I was going to school. Yes.
Okay, what was that experience like? Because I haven't worked in that industry before. Mm-hmm. So what's that like?
You get a lot of impatient people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my senior year of high school, I would get done with classes my last semester at, like, 10:30.
Right.
Because I went to summer school. I piled up my credits.
Yes.
So I could go work.
You also had summer school because you had deportment issues.
This is true. I did get in trouble.
Like me.
Yes. And so I would race out of high school my senior year, second semester.
Yeah.
And I would drive to the restaurant, and I would be there for like 11 o'clock till like 1:30. Then go back either to go to practice or if I had a late class. But I had that whole block in the middle to make the money. And you would have these jackaloons come in. I remember this one dude came in. It was a high counter.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking down at you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next. And there's, you know, 20 people packed in this place. Yeah, can I help you, brother?
Like Ditka.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a hot dog. What do you want? Mustard. I said, do you want, you know, relish or sport? I didn't ask for any sport peppers.
Excuse me.
I'm like, okay, settle down.
All right.
Give me an order of fries. Like, nothing warm about the gentleman at all. Give me fries. You want me to salt? Did I ask you to salt them?
Oh, man.
Give me my effing fries. Finally, our owner. Mo came out. Mo Spector came out from around. Then goes, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Oh, man.
Yeah, kicked him out.
He said, talking bad to you. All you're doing is asking him, does he want some options with his food?
Correct.
My God.
You know who I used to serve there? Mm. Eddie Vedder.
Huh.
Eddie would come in. He was a youngster back then.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Big Herbs. That's right. He used to go get my hot dog.
That's really cute. So, okay, so in the industry, there are some nasty people. I think that story that you just told, Shay, is pretty bad.
Yeah, it is. It's
screw
rough.
James Corden. He's not even a star.
Not big enough to be that way, anyways. I mean, if you're Brad Pitt and you get a hair in your food, I could see you being like, okay.
They say the nicest guy in Hollywood is the biggest single star, probably.
Who's
Tom
that?
Hanks.
Yeah.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way
James
you rise...
James Corden? He's not the lint on Tom Hanks' shoes.
You make a good point, Cap, because you probably only rise to that level of fame if you treat the people around you well.
Correct.
Yes.
Screw James Corden. You're on the list, buddy.
Okay, and I guess this is one indication of Corden and the way he treats people. He is Corden and Kimmel. And by the way, this is something different, too. These shows cross-pollinate, don't they? Like, Corden was on... Kimmel was on Corden's show? Jimmy Kimmel?
Yep.
What's going on here? Like Johnny would have never been on like Letterman's show as a guest.
Correct.
That wouldn't have happened back then.
Never.
Isn't it separation of church and state at all? My God, I've seen like was that Jimmy Fallon on Kimmel show? Like, aren't you guys trying to get ratings?
What's going on here?
Why are you helping him?
Correct.
Yeah, hold on a second, Cap. Let's go across the street. We're going to be on Mully and Haw. Here we go. Seriously, we're going to crosstalk with them. Like, no. No, aren't we?
Danny, can we get Thursday off? We're going to go do Mully and Haw.
What? come on, man. Courtney and Kimmel.
Name two of the cameramen in this room.
it's a different crew tonight, actually.
Ooh. It's a bad job.
Oh.
How can you not? I do television every day. Oh. We have a different crew every day. It's the same collection.
Yes.
Whether it's Steve Gardner or Glenn Morgan or Linda or Brandon or Eric, call him Rick Fogle or Dave Clement. I know them all.
Right.
Kristen was in the other day. I hadn't seen her in a month. She's been working at a different station. Hey, Kristen, you're back. Yeah. How do you not know your crew?
I don't understand it.
Mel Garejo or Matt Ellis in my ear?
All right.
Come on, man.
You know these people because you work with them.
Every day.
Absolutely. So James Corden, I just think that was very strange. And Kimmel got him, man. Wasn't even edited. Couldn't name two cameramen on his own staff. And they're on every day.
That's embarrassing.
That's something, man.
It's a bad job.
All right. We got the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day right here.
We got Charlie back there.
Yeah. We got Charlie, we've got Kendra, and we got you on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Don't forget to see our guy, Carmen DeFalco, tonight at the Elm in LaGrange for Whiskey U. He'll be there with Kentucky Owl. Give us that owl, Cap. Kentucky Owl and Carm tonight. What's that owl sound like? I don't know what that owl sound. I think it's a short who.
That was an owl after crashing to the ground, probably.
Jeez, I don't think that's right. It's a Riverwoods owl. Ooh. A cup of soup.
Ooh.
Ooh. How about nice piece fish? Cap.
Ooh.
That's good. That's a good owl. Just he's asking. Ooh.
Ooh.
Who is Carm? Carm will be at the Elm in LaGrange. 6:30 to 8:30.
The Elm. I thought it was the owl.
No, he'll be with Kentucky Owl.
Okay.
The owl will be
got
there.
Got it. Thank you.
Big ass bird will be there.
Big ass bird.
By the way, shout out to the Colombian pro soccer player flashing his
junk
on the field in a wild distraction attempt. Come on, man. Now, listen, I understand that you want to give every inch when you're out there playing. But my God. Cap, did you see this?
Yeah.
And by the way, you're going to distract me with that? Come on, pal. You're playing sports.
Right.
That'd be a little flaccid.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going for your penis.
Right.
I mean, if you just look at him too and go, I can't even see it, then it's a total loss.
Right. Well, cold out there, buddy.
You're in the throes of action trying to win this game. He's like, hey, man, I'm going to distract him, but I'm going to break. Come on. Now, we've seen women pull their top down on the glass in hockey games. Mm-hmm. Morgana the Kissing Bandit back in the day.
Yep.
Okay. That's not going to distract me.
No.
No, I do. I'll take the ball and throw it and try to kick it right there between the uprights.
Bam!
How about
that?
Like, come on, man. Cap.
Yeah, that's not good.
I mean, and by the way, who's a soccer guy in here? JC? You a soccer guy?
I used to play, but I can't watch it.
Okay. Is that not a yellow card?
I think it should be a red.
A
you
red card?
You flash your business at somebody during a free kick.
I'm with Snorlax.
Get out.
You're gone. See you later.
And that's a red card, right? It means disqualification.
Correct.
Yes. Depending on the ref you have.
Yeah, I think the ref should come over, pull out the red card, and go, A, that's foul. You're not allowed to do that. You're ejected. And by the way, not real impressive. That would have been amazing. Amazing.
What if that happens in an NBA game? You're trying to distract someone at the foul line. The guy just pulls his junk out.
Double technical. Draymond, you're gone.
My God. As long as Antonio Brown doesn't play basketball, I think he'll be just fine. Put an eye out with that thing.
Wow.
My God. Like a drumstick. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean,
Tripod.
I mean, seriously. Like, my God, Antonio. Cap, what's wrong with people today? Could you explain that?
They're nuts.
Cap, what's wrong with people today? Is it the milk?
I don't know what it is. People are deranged.
Is the food? There's a lot of stuff that you and I read through the break that's very odd.
Odd.
There's like stories. It's like stuff that we wouldn't have thought 10, 20 years ago. But things are happening. Here's a man, Antonio Brown, out of his mind, that says, you know, I'm going to be in Dubai. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull my shorts down, and I'm going to show my junk. Just flash it.
Right.
And then ran out of there before he was going to be put in jail for 40 right. years.
And did you see his tweet?
Went up to a lady who's wearing a big engagement ring. She,
yeah.
You sure you don't want this? What?
Ugh. Did you see his tweet about this?
No, what did he say?
He posted on Twitter after this happened, I just wanted to show the NFL I could still expose a D.
He's the worst.
Idiot.
Now time for the Cap and Jay Hood cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
No, you don't have to tell the whole
Excuse
world.
Excuse me, 4C!
What, 4C?
Yeah, I got the...
Like, holding it up like it's underwear. My God! Like, please! Thank you! And I snatch it from... That's enough! Cap! Advertising it. Just quietly. Just balled up nicely. Just like, here you go, hon. Thank you. That's all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, quietly. Hey! Fetzo! Like, Cap, I don't need that. Right?
You don't.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Cap, when I get the seatbelt, when I take my flight... Just quietly hand it to me. You don't have to just roll it out there for everyone to see.
4C, here's your extender.
Oh, my God.
By the way, that was brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore's amazing restaurant. I will be there today at noon cooking in the kitchen for the Game Day Gourmet.
Looking for a tip or no?
Not expecting one.
I think after this conversation today, you should have a little Finsky in your pocket. If you'll pardon the expression.
I'm doing the cooking. Someone should be tipping me.
That's what I mean. Someone should be able to give you a tip today.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'm going to make the Newski bacon. I'm doing the burger there. I'm going to be ready to go.
Well, if anyone knows, I definitely know. My friend David Kaplan knows how to make a great burger. If this whole television radio thing doesn't work out, he will open up his own burger stand, and it'll be a hit. It's a hit.
When I cooked for you, you were like... Holy bleep, this is not like just some slap together thing here.
And what else did I say? Peacock could learn a few things.
Yes.
In the kitchen.
Take that, Michelle.
She can learn a few things from Cap on how to make a great burger.
By the way, the analytics site, predictionmachine.com, Miami has a 74% chance of victory tonight by 7 or more.
We'll talk about it tomorrow on Cap and Jay Hood. Thank you for listening and twitching and being part of the program. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, JC. We'll see you tomorrow at 7. So long, everybody.
Take that.
From Chicago.